the Gemara in Kedushin and the Flamin Amar Aleph that all of us are very familiar with regards to the mitzvah that a father has to fulfill by ensuring that his child is taught Torah or by teaching his child Torah himself. The Gemara discusses an opinion of one of the Amoraim named Zvulun ben Dan. Zvulun ben Dan expressed that not only did his father, but actually his grandfather, taught him all the areas of Torah. Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, Halachot, Ve'agadot. And the Gemara asks, after it goes through a brief discussion, on the opinion of Zvulun ben Dan, the Gemara says, Ve'avi aviv mi mechayev? Since when do we say or conclude that a grandfather is obligated to teach Torah to his grandson? After all, this is what Zvulun ben Dan had. His grandfather taught him. And we understand that a father has to teach a grandson. But a father has to teach a son. From the Pasuk, V'limadetem otam et b'neichem, you have to teach the Torah, the words of the Torah, to your sons. But that is not an obligation to teach one's grandchildren. So why does Zvulun ben Dan seem to conclude halachically that this includes a grandfather's obligation to a grandson as well? The Gemara says, Ve'atanya, we learn just the opposite, contrary. V'limadetem otam et b'neichem, v'lo b'nei b'neichem. You have a chiyuv, an obligation to teach your son, but not your grandsons. Umani mekayim, what do I learn from the pasuk which says in the Torah, Vehodatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha? There is a pasuk in the Torah which says, and you should ensure to make known, presumably the words of the Torah, not only to your sons, but to your grandsons, your grandchildren as well. Aye. So what is that pasuk referring to? Says the Gemara, Lomar lecha shekol melamed et beno Torah. It teaches us that anyone who teaches his son Torah, Ma'ale elav ha-katuv ki'ilu limdu lo, ulivno v'leben beno ad sof kol adorot. It's a beautiful statement. From this pasuk of Vehodatam levanecha v'livnei banecha, from the fact that it says that you have to let your children and your grandchildren know, the Gemara concludes that we learn from that pasuk that just like a person has to teach, or someone who teaches his son Torah, it's as if he has taught and informed all future generations to follow. Once a person nurtures, develops, matures, and guides his child, he not only ensures that that child remains intact and understands Torah, but from a Jewish perspective, he's preserving all future Jewish generations. Says the Gemara, Hu da amar ki haitana detanya. Zvulun ben Dan holds like the following opinion in the Braita, which says, V'limadetem otam et b'neichem, ein li ela b'neichem b'nei b'neichem minayin. It says that you should teach your children. How do we know that this includes grandchildren? Talmud lomar, v'hodatam levanecha v'levnei banecha. That you should make known to your children and your grandchildren. Now that is specifically Zvulun ben Dan's opinion, that one has an obligation not only to teach his children, but also to teach his grandchildren. But the popular psak, halachic conclusion within the Gemara is not like Zvulun ben Dan. The Gemara clearly says that we learn from Vehodatam Levanecha Velivnei Banecha, not that you have to teach your grandchildren. It's a nice thing to do, but you're not chayav, you're not obligated. Rather, it teaches that someone who teaches his sons, it's as if he has taught also his grandsons and all future generations. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaMelamed es ben beno Torah, someone who teaches his grandchildren Torah, Ma'ale alav ha-katuv ki'ilu kibla me'har Sinai. That person is compared to someone who was present at the mountain of Sinai and accepted the Torah directly. Shene'amar ve'odatam levanecha ve'levnei banecha usmichle, for it says the pasuk which we already quoted, and right next to that pasuk it says, Yom asher amarata lifnei Hashem Elokecha bechorev. Remember, preserve the day in which you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechorev by Har Sinai. So that's a nice drasha, but it doesn't mean that you're chayav, that you're obligated to teach your grandchildren, as Zvulun ben Dan concluded that you are. The Rambam, strangely enough, paskins a halacha in Hilchot Talmud Torah as follows. Hilchot Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Bet, says the Rambam, Keshem Shechayav Adam Lelamed et Bno, just like a person is chayav, obligated to teach his son, Kachu Chayav Lelamed es Ben Bno, says the Rambam, so too he is chayav. He's obligated to teach his grandchildren. Shneamar ve'odatam levanecha ve'livnei banecha. Ve'lo b'no ven b'no bilvad. Not only is it a chiyuv, an obligation for a grandfather to teach his grandson, ela mitzvah al kol chacham ve'chacham miYisrael lelamed et kol ha'talmidim af al pi she'einan benav. It is the obligation of every Talmudic scholar, every rabbi, to be able to teach all of his students, even though they are not his children. I have to say, Rabotai, that in order to be a successful rabbi, certainly a mechanech, a teacher today, that teacher has to view his students as if they are his children. But we all know in the end of the day that there's no dearer relationship than that of a parent to a child. Nonetheless, the Rambam here, paskins lehalacha, comes to a halachic conclusion that indeed one is obligated, chayev, not only to teach his sons, but to teach his grandsons. And a Rebbe is chayev to teach his students on the same level as if he were to teach his own children. This Rambam is obviously problematic, because the Gemara in Kedushin, which I read a few moments ago, does not conclude halachically like the opinion of Zvulun ben Dan. It mentions the opinion of Zvulun ben Dan. It asks on his opinion, but it certainly does not seem to support his conclusion that a grandfather is chayav, obligated to teach his grandchildren, as a father is obligated to his children. What is going on here? How can the Rambam paskine halacha that is opposing to the clear halachic conclusion of the Gemara itself? The basis of the answer lies in the Ramban, in the mitzvot lo taseh. The Ramban in the second mitzvah, mitzvah bet, says, shenimnanu shelo nishkach ma'amad har Sinai. The Jewish people have to do everything in their power to avoid forgetting having stood at Har Sinai, namely Kabbalat HaTorah. One is not allowed to forget the transpiring of those events. V'lo nasir oto mida'atenu, we can never allow it to leave our minds. Aval, what should be the approach that we have to have to Ma'amar Har Sinai? Yiye einenu v'libenu sham kol hayamim. The events that transpired, namely in Matan Torah, has to be fresh, renewed, reawakened, reinvigorated in our minds and our hearts on a daily basis. B'chol yom yu b'einecha kechadashim. Every day Kabbalat HaTorah has to be a renewed and new experience. V'hu amro yitbarach. Hishamer lecha. Ushmor nafshecha me'od. This is what it says in the Torah. Be careful. Watch over your soul. Pentishkach et advarim, lest you forget the things asherau einecha, that your eyes saw, that you witnessed firsthand. Vehodatam levanecha velivnei banecha. Let it be known to your children and your grandchildren. Yom avsher amadeta lifnei Hashem elokecha bechorev. The day that you stood in front of God and accepted the Torah at Sinai with your generations. Let us understand, Rabotai, that the Ramban is expressing a mitzvah from the Torah, an iser for us never to forget Ma'amad Har Sinai. It's almost a mitzvah's asay, haditak le'as lo ta'asay. It's connected to a lo ta'asay. Hishamer lecha. Be careful, lest you forget. What are we supposed to remember? Every day, Ma'amad Har Sinai, receiving the Torah at Sinai. And therefore, according to the Ramban, if indeed this is a mitzvah, this is a chiyuv, it's not something that attaches itself or that connects only to those who literally stood at Sinai, but rather, as the Medrash says, every soul of Bnei Yisrael from all generations were at Ma'amad Har Sinai, and all of us are expected to preserve that memory on a daily basis. That's what connects us to all the past generations and to all the generations La'atid Lavo that will Amir Tzashem evolve in the future. Therefore, based on this Ramban, the Harari Kedim explains, based on the explanation of Rav Soloveitchik, there are indeed, when it comes to the mitzvot of Talmud Torah, studying Torah exhibits itself in two types of mitzvot, two foundational institutions of mitzvot. What are they? Says the Harari Kedem of Sternbrach as follows. Yesoda mikrav vilimadetem et beneichem. The main mitzvah of teaching, learning, immersing oneself in studying Torah relates to the pasuk that we read in Shema, vilimadetem otam et beneichem. Ze be'emet limud Torah im bno, adif mitamud Torah shel ben bno. There's no question that when it comes to the raw mitzvah of studying the words of Torah, of immersing oneself in a piece of Gemara, there the obligation is from a father to a son. And the obligation is far more serious, father to son, than grandfather to grandchild. There may not even be an obligation for a grandfather to sit with his grandson and study Torah. That no. However, bidin limud emunat haTorah, when it comes to studying the basis of believing in the Torah, shemitkayem al yedei Talmud Torah debonim, that can be fulfilled only by transmitting the concepts, the ideas, the subscriptions that we have to the Torah itself, bezeh halimud deben beno adif. Mehalimu dibno. Tremendous, tremendous insight. When it comes to transmitting belief in Torah, There, the grandfather's obligation to a grandson surpasses the obligation of a father to a son. Why? Me'asmichus shel Talmud Torah de ben beno lekra de yom asher amadata lefnei Hashem Elokecha bechorev. The reason why is because any connection or closer connection that you can arrive to that brings you closer to Har Sinai, that obligation is greater. It is preserves the concepts of believing in Matan Torah, believing emuna in the Torah. And therefore, yes, the generation of a grandfather can bridge the grandson much closer to that day of Sinai, more than a father can bridge his son. The preservations, the fundamentals of emunah b'Torah, having accepted the Torah, believing and subscribing to the Torah because it is divine and from Hashem, that a grandfather can do in a more effective way than a father because he's closer to having seen it at Sinai. This is the conclusion of Rav Soloveitchik. There are two mitzvot. The Rambam, when he paskins lehalacha, that one has a chiyuv to teach a grandfather to his grandson, he's not paskining against the popular opinion of the Gemara. The Rambam is talking about a different mitzvah. The Gemara is correct, will say the Rambam. When it comes to learning Torah directly, a black Gemara, a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam of course agrees with the Gemara. The chi of the obligation is only v'limadetem otam et b'neichem, a father to a son. However, when it comes to the second mitzvah, when it comes to Zvulun Ben Dan, what exactly is Zvulun Ben Dan referring to? He's not referring to the mitzvah of studying Torah per se. He's referring to the mitzvah of emunah b'Torah, belief, faith, devotion to the day of Har Sinai when we accepted the Torah. That, says Zvulun Ben Dan, I was obligated to learn, not only from my father, but from a grandparent, my grandfather. My grandfather may have committed and may have indeed subscribed sincerely to that mitzvah, may have fulfilled that mitzvah by teaching me, says Zvulun Ben Dan, Mikra, Mishnah, Halacha, Agadah. Of course, he may very well be able to fulfill the mitzvah of connecting me to Sinai by teaching me the words of Torah, says Zvulun Ben Dan. And that's his chiddush. But the chiddush, the insight of the Rambam, is that Zvulun Ben Dan is not talking about learning per se. He's talking about the mitzvah of emunah, belief in Hashem, belief in Ma'amad Har Sinai. That, yes, not only is a grandfather obligated, but his obligation can be fulfilled on a higher level, grandfather to grandson, as opposed to father to son. Rav Soloveitchik explained that there was apparently a recorded event, a story regarding Rav Chaim Bibrisk, that there was a father and a son, or a father came in front of Rav Chaim Bibrisk and said, that we know the halacha in the Gemara, hu ubno, hu kodem libno. If a person has an option to either teach himself Torah, or to teach his son Torah, then he should teach himself Torah first. Unless, says the Gemara, the son is mavrik, brilliant, he has the ability to study and to immerse and to ingest much more Torah than the father, then the son goes first. But otherwise, the father has to make sure that he learns. So the father came in front of Reb Chaim Bibrisk and said that he has an option to learn, or his son has the option. And he was expecting to hear from Reb Chaim that he should go learn because that's the halacha and the Gemara. Reb Chaim paskened that in actuality the son should go learn Torah. Why? Because, says Reb Chaim, the parameters of deciding who should learn is referring to the mitzvah of studying Torah. But there's another mitzvah, said Reb Chaim. There's the mitzvah of Emunah b'Ma'amad Har Sinai, belief in the Torah. That is generational. And Reb Chaim explained that he felt that the son had much more ability to transmit the message of Torah to future generations more than his father. The child had more verve, he had more resolve, he had more personality, and for that reason, Reb Chaim Paskin, that the child should learn Torah before the father. For the sake of which mitzvah? Not necessarily the learning, but for the sake of the mitzvah of Mesorah Midor Lidor. Emunah b'Torah, believing in the Torah and linking generations to the Ma'amad Har Sinai, to having stood at Sinai itself. I think that the understanding of Rav Soloveitchik in the Rambam's interpretation of these two specific mitzvot had a tremendous amount of prophetic insight. For today, in our generation, Rabotai, while no doubt there's still a mitzvah, of course, on every Jew, to fulfill the mitzvah of Limud Torah, to study Torah, I have to say, in my opinion, having been a mechanech and educator now for 20 years, the mitzvah of Ha'amanat HaTorah, the mitzvah to believe in the Torah, to believe in the generational link, to ensure that it is preserved, far surpasses today in our generation the actual mitzvah of studying Torah itself. It precedes it. It is more important because it ensures the vitality of Jewish generations. And in a time like ours, in an internet generation of instant gratification, where unfortunately so much of our Jewish identity is in danger of being lost, and where unfortunately we see so many of our teens losing their way, and so much intermarriage, today perhaps the most important mitzvah that we have to keep in mind is the preservation of a Mesorah, the preservation of that link that ultimately demonstrates and hopefully interests the few generations of today in being linked both to the generation of the past and in Mirtz Hashem infusing a link to the generations of the future. The main pasuk that has to be waved on our banner of Judaism today is not V'limadetem otam et b'neichem, but the second pasuk, V'hodatam levanecha v'livnei b'necha acharecha. Yom asher amadata lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev. Let us be proud, let us identify, let us understand and appreciate and embrace the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, so that we understand who we are, what it represents, and we preserve that identity. It's interesting because you see this even in works today. The style of the various yeshivot are moving away, in a sense, from Limud Gemara, studying Gemara all day, and they have now inculcated a tremendous amount of studying Emunah, belief in Hashem, Machsheve Yisrael, main issues that pop up or that challenge questions with basics and guides to Judaism. Those have become a large part of the bulk of studying Torah during the regular day in these yeshivot. It's no longer the classic schedule, no longer the classic framework that used to exist. Why? Because in our generation, what is most vital to be able to teach in the institutions of Torah is V'hodatam levanecha v'livnei banecha. To be able to understand and appreciate that Ma'amad Har Sinai does not only apply to generations long, long ago, but it is alive and well in the generations of today. Interestingly enough, yesterday, Yom Yerushalayim, was indicative even of what happens today as well, as we just expressed. Largely, Yom Yerushalayim is not celebrated by the secular people in Eretz Yisrael, by what is called the Chiloni, or the Lodati, the non-observant. Yom Yerushalayim today is largely a Dati, Leumi, religious Zionist generation that are involved in this specific holiday. Why? Because Yom Yerushalayim is a day which reminds us to connect ourselves to a Mesorah, that we have to preserve what we have in order to ensure that all our past is not lost and that our future is intact. It is the generation of the Dati Leumi, the religious Zionist youth, who understand, hopefully, and appreciate what it means to be part of Am Yisrael, what it means to have an Eretz Yisrael. This is the educational message that resounds. And I have to say that on Yom Yerushalayim, I stood at Yeshiva at Merkaz Arav, the Yeshiva of Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Kuk, and Bibi Netanyahu, the Rosh Memshala, came and spoke to the students of the Yeshiva. And he said, I know that all of you are here to give me chizuk, strength to be able to stand up and say that I will not compromise on Yerushalayim. He said, let me tell you something. I am here to give you chizuk. My grandfather, said Bibi Netanyahu, was a friend of Rav Kook. He said, I value your emunah, your Torah. I value what you believe in. This is a fantastic insight. To have a Rosh Memshala, the head of Eretz Yisrael, the leader, the Jewish leader of today, be able to say that I value a Mesoret, I value a tradition. I too am linked together with you at Ma'amad Har Sinai. This is what the essence of the Jewish people represent. The more that we preserve, not only Limud Torah, which of course is obviously vital, but we have to understand, infuse, and include programs that remind our students and our children of their link to a Mesorah, to a tradition, to having stood at Har Sinai with all Am Yisrael, then indeed we will fully appreciate the day of Shavuot, Zman Matan Torateinu. It is the time of our accepting the Torah. Not a Chag, which it is, but it's Zman Matan Torateinu. Why is it a time of our accepting the Torah? Because all of us are involved in that time. All of us renew, revive, and refresh that time on a yearly basis as we all proclaim proudly with all Am Yisrael, Na'aseh v'nishma Chag Shavuot Sameach.